Hello, fellow Roboteers. I am Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and today I'm going to be talking about the practicalities in learning how to drive a robot like Big Day 3. Most of the time I allocate to Big Day 3 is taken up with practicing how to drive Big Dave, obviously. However, the batteries inside Big Dave are quite expensive, and it is very easy to damage them with overuse. It also lives in a workshop, and I do not live close to the workshop, so I need to practice with a different robot. One that I can use over and over again without destroying the batteries, one that can withstand impacts from accidental crashes, one that handles like Big Day 3, and has a controller setup similar to Big Day 3 as well. So where can you buy a remote control robot that weighs 100 kilos for domestic use and has a lethal weapon on the front of it? Obviously, most companies don't sell robots like the ones you see on Robot Wars because they're all custom built. But there are many different robots out there that you can drive legally and safely. So, most remote control robots weigh a lot less and are often smaller than Big Dave. So, practically speaking, you're not going to be able to drive something that feels exactly like your robot. However, there are some good compromises that I can recommend. My solution is to either go for a remote control car or a micro UAV. Now, bear with me. While a remote control car may seem like the obvious choice, I do not have much space to work with at the moment, as I don't have access to my own space outdoors, i.e. a garden. Additionally, because the motors are much less powerful on remote control cars than they are in Big Day 3, they just don't have the same feeling to drive them as Big Day 3, particularly when it comes to finesse at speed. So to work around these problems to an extent, I've opted for a micro UAV. It's a lot cheaper than a remote control car. It has the same controller layout as Big Day 3, I can use it indoors at any time, and it has a weapon. Although it's just a water gun though, it's not anything particularly dangerous. With no cameras on board, I can't take any cool shots, but it does mean I'm not breaking any rules on privacy. If it's inside, there's also less to worry about as well, except for breaking things. Although obviously there are other issues to consider, such as you're flying with the UAV, so you have to be very careful about how high you take it up, so long as you don't hit the ceiling. And unlike a remote control car where if it hits something it just stops and you can just reverse it, if you hit something with the UAV, depending on what angle you hit it, it can go flying anywhere. It does have an instant cutout function, but it's a bit unpredictable at the moment, particularly when you've crashed it a couple of times. That being said, it's much more fun actually to use a UAV because you can do some cool maneuvering backwards and forwards as well. So it's not actually that different from Big Day 3 in terms of handling. Okay, yes, again, it's much smaller and much less powerful. But the important thing is to have that time for practice, and you get a lot more out of that with a micro UAV than a remote control car. In summary, if you have the space and money to do so, go for a remote control car. But if, like me, you want something you can use anywhere, and it's fairly affordable, get a micro UAV. You can get them in most stores like Maplin's and other good commercial electronic retailers. At the end of the day, what you need, though, is to practice, because the practice makes perfect. I have been Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and thank you for listening.